listen, a pleasure as always, Louise.
Absolutely. Now, I have to say, I have been listening to, we spoke all about true crime last week.
Oh, yeah.
And I've been listening to Suspect. And I have to say, oh my God, what an amazing story. I'm on episode 4 or 5. And it's been keeping me going on my commute in and out of work. So I have to say, you are the lady when it comes to podcasts and suggestions. So thank you very much for that.
You're so good. Nothing makes me happier than when you message on social media to say you're bet into something I've recommended. So delighted to hear that.
Absolutely. Now, what topic have you got for us this week? Because I know we've been through icons and true crime. There's so much that we've chatted about already. But what have you got for us this week?
Yeah, I'm always like, God, will I run out of something to suggest this week? But I wasn't short of suggestions this week as it happened, because listen, the news is moving a mile a minute as we go. So I figured what better thing to chat about with you this week, Louise, would be political scandals.
Absolutely, especially with the news that's just come out about Boris Johnson. I'm sure people will want to know a little bit more about it, I'd say.
Yeah, well, I think that, you know, there's some people who like have literally just been gorging on the news in the past week. I bumped into a former colleague last night coming home from my walk, and like he was literally fizzing with excitement about getting home to watch the 10 o'clock news to see what the latest was. But it seems to be changing so fast. And the kind of the ones that I have for you, I suppose they cover big political scandals, but a lot of them would be ones that maybe I wouldn't be familiar with or you wouldn't be familiar with, because they happened, you know, a couple of years or more before we were even born.
Brilliant, brilliant. We love a little bit of juicy scandal here on the show, that is for sure.
We absolutely do. And there's oodles of that for you today. So to kick off the scandal, I was going to suggest, and I suppose it's probably the best placed one considering where we took our inspiration this week, but British scandal. So, you know, it is a country, I guess, as we've seen, where their tabloid or even their general press are just obsessed with gossip. So probably the biggest thing that can happen in a political career is being part of a big scandal. And, you know, they have changed the course of history, right or wrong, and they've brought down governments. And this is a really interesting one, because what they do is it's not really told in documentary style. It is what the two presenters. So anyone who's familiar with the podcast You're Wrong About, which we've spoken before, it's two presenters, and one will have a lot more information on the topic that they're covering. And the other is sort of the kind of avatar for the audience in the room. They're responding to what the other is telling them, making pithy asides and all that. So they've covered everything on this show from the current mini-series. They do about 4 episodes on each scandal. The current mini-series is looking at the Hitler diaries. They've looked at the phone hacking scandal, Savile, Profumo, like absolutely loads there. Even the one with the Russian guy, Litvinenko, who was murdered in London. Like, it's a really fascinating show. And yes, it is rooted in scandal, but there's some really, really weighty news and politics behind it as well. So it's fantastic. Listen.
Definitely. And then I guess, you know, when you've got something, you know, political where you're even maybe learning a bit as well, because I would say, you know, before I took on this show, I wouldn't have even known a whole pile about politics. But then, you know, throw in a general election on top of that and you soon quickly learn what it's all about. But there seems to be so many podcasts out there that talk all about politics and political scandals and, you know, the juicy details.
Well, funnily enough, Louise, politicians throughout history have made it easy to create a podcast about them, because there's just so much fodder of things gone wrong. Another great one, actually, is Slow Burn. And this one's based in America. And it's particularly seasons 1 and season 2 of this podcast. Absolutely fascinating. Kind of veers into political true crime. So a nice follow on from last week for you. But season 1, which kicked off the, you know, a now long running series, I think they're in like 7 or 8 now, deals with the Watergate scandal, which, you know, all of us would be familiar because the word gate gets lashed on everything nowadays. Yeah. And hopefully we don't have Podgate at any stage. But like, like all of our generation would be familiar with Watergate kind of almost conception. We know there was something about an apartment block, wasn't there? But this actually takes you right back. And what's really interesting about Slow Burn, and it's kind of the whole purpose of what they try and do, they don't give you the bird's eye view of the story right at the outset. What they try and do is immerse you in whatever media that was happening at the time. So you get the same slow burn effect as if you're living through the news of the time, which is a really, really interesting way to do it. And for somebody that wouldn't have like known about this stuff except from history, it's actually really, really interesting to kind of, oh, you know, you're hearing stuff in the same order that people watching the news at the time would. And I think that makes such a difference to how you respond to it, because the second series then deals with the saga of Bill Clinton's impeachment. And like, I think one thing I really didn't appreciate until I listened to Slow Burn, and it was the second series I listened to first, actually, was just how young Monica Lewinsky was. And there's a lot in the story that really just kind of shows her perspective and just what an odd thing to be involved in at such a young age.
Absolutely, definitely. This is something as well that like you'd love to just sink your teeth into. You've another one called The Lazarus Heist. What's that all about?
Yeah, so this is one that we had spoken about before, I think, when we were talking about heists. But it is a brilliant podcast from the BBC. There's loads of elements to it that, again, people will be familiar with. So we all remember that Sony Pictures hack back in 2014. This makes the connection between that, a massive heist for billions of dollars that it's claimed was carried out by the North Korean government, and the interview, the Seth Rogen film. Like, it's genuinely a wild ride how all these things are interconnected.
Definitely, definitely. And we love a good heist and a bit of crime thrown in as well. Is there anything else that we should be tuning into or having a little bit of a lookout for with this week's topic?
Yeah, so another great one, and this is one, another one from the BBC, actually, that I recommended to somebody recently, and they actually sent me a screenshot of their running app to show how while they were listening to this podcast, they'd ended up doubling the amount of time they were running for it because they were just enjoying it so much. It's fantastic. It's one of the best now I've listened to in the last year. It's so fascinating. It's basically like the idea of it is to try and see what happened on January 6th, 2020, and how America got to that point. But it actually takes you right back to the 16th century witch hunts and kind of makes the correlation between that and how the media dealt with Hillary Clinton from early on in her career. It looks at how the internet and the printing press are more similar than we think and how they change the world and how we view it. And it looks at how obviously QAnon and all that conspiracy theory fed into what happened on January 6, 2020. But it also deep dives into this fascinating kind of subplot about a book that Jacob Rees-Mogg's father wrote back in the 90s, which is essentially a playbook on how to get rich from what he predicted would be the disastrous effects of the internet on society. Like, it is fascinating.
That sounds like a really, really juicy one to get our teeth into. Mm. And definitely, I can see why somebody would double their exercise getting stuck into it.
Yeah.
Maybe I could do that as well. That'd be definitely brilliant. Is there anything else on your list for us this week, Dee?
Yes. So the last one then is going back over stateside. Well, actually, I have two more for you if you want, but we can do this one last if we're running out of time. But the last one I have for you is the cover up. So obviously, listen, we're all familiar with the Kennedy scandal. But what I find interesting about this one is it's probably about, for our generation, again, one of the lesser known Kennedy scandals. So it pulls back the curtain on what happened in Chappaquiddick. I never know how to pronounce that. But this was an incident that happened in 1969. when Ted Kennedy, so the younger brother of Robert and JFK, drove his car off a bridge in Martha's Vineyard, and his passenger, who was a 28-year-old lady, didn't survive, and he escaped the submerged vehicle. And this looks at, did he really try to save her, as he claimed, why he waited a day till the next day to report the accident, and had there been a cover-up around it. But it's a really remarkable story, because, you know, there's a lot of people that think that had this not happened, that Ted Kennedy would have been, you know, the next Kennedy to follow the footsteps of JFK into a presidential race, which he never did. You know, he made it as a senator, but that was this was always a sort of a blockade for him.
This is really fascinating, definitely. I think there's so many podcasts there that if people, you know, want to follow this, you know, I suppose the gravy train of politics is probably not the right way to say it. But I think once you get stuck into something, it's always good to keep going. But Dee, we are definitely running out of time. But if anybody wants to maybe check out the playlist for all of these podcasts, or even if they want to maybe find out more about the playlists that you've already put together for us over the last few weeks, where's the best place to go?
Well, I love the idea of creating a playlist called The Gravy Train of Politics. I'm onto that. Maybe if less people were on the gravy train, they wouldn't have so many scandals. But all anyone needs to do to listen to any of the podcasts we spoke about, except the BBC ones, is to go to the Go Loud app or the player online. And we have the playlist there called Go Loud Selects that we update for you guys every week.
Oh, fantastic. Dee Reddy from Go Loud, thank you so much for giving me your time as always. It's so great to have you on the show. And I can't wait to catch up with you again next week.
A pleasure as always.